The Catholic Church in the US is currently celebrating National Vocation Awareness Week in a bid to promote vocations through prayer and education. The bishops say they are praying for an increased number of seminarians and candidates for religious life and have earmarked this issue as one of their current top priorities. Father David Toops is the interim executive director of the Secretariat of Clergy, Consecrated Life and Vocations for the U.S. Catholic Church. And he spoke to Kelsey Brennan Wessels about why promoting vocations is such a top priority.
Well, I think vocations in the life of the church, vocations specifically to priesthood and to consecrated life, are always a priority of the church, going all the way back to the time of Christ, if you will, when he said, beg the master of the harvest to send laborers into the vineyard. So even going back 2,000 years, Jesus made it a priority that this is something that not only the church needs, but that we must pray for, and the life of the church hinges on it. That being said, the bishops, as you mentioned, have made it one of their top five priorities, the promotion of vocations to priesthood and consecrated life, because we do need more priests and religious men and women in the life of the church. Specifically, this is the year for priests, and as we know, there is no Eucharist without the priesthood. And so, as John Paul and Benedict have both said, there is no church without the priesthood. So it's essential to the life of the church. We've been blessed in the last number of years. We've seen about a 2% increase in the number of seminarians and ordinations every year. So we certainly are moving in the right direction. And the Lord will always provide for his church. It falls onto us to do our part, and that is to pray and also to encourage, to build a climate of vocations, a culture of vocations, as we like to say in our business.
Now, in the process of building this this climate or this culture of vocations, what difficulties do you face?
Well, I think certainly one of the difficulties is the family, the home. Back in, let's say, the 40s or 50s, a couple of things. One, we had larger Catholic families. And when you have larger families, I think people are more apt to say, well, here's the doctor, here's the lawyer, here's the priest. You know, there was maybe a more of an openness because of the numbers. When you have maybe one boy in a family, in a home, maybe a girl and a boy, parents somehow, there's this reticence to say, well, but I want grandchildren and I want our name to continue. And so sometimes there's this, if you will, stinginess, spiritual stinginess within parents. And so they say, well, we need priests, but I'm not going to promote it with my child because I want grandchildren. When in essence, as a Catholic family, we have to recognize the eternal value of what it is to actually create, if you will, a spiritual father whose family goes far beyond bloodlines and the reaches of which affect hundreds of thousands of people. So really, one of our targets is really the home, helping our families to become the best Catholic families they can be. I think when you find a family that is really devout, there is an openness to their children, the possibility of becoming a priest or a religious sister. So the number one target is the family. I grew up in a home that was certainly one that you could consider a healthy Catholic home where we prayed together as a family, where we never missed a Sunday Mass. But I would say my parents never pushed the idea of a vocation to the priesthood for myself. I'm a priest now of 13 years. But priesthood was always on the table as a valid option.
That was Father David Toops, Director of Vocations for the U.S. Catholic Bishops' Conference.